Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, and this is MEC Communication Chairperson Sarah Nelson reporting. On Saturday, August 14th, three AFA New York Council 5 members working Flight 611 from LaGuardia to Chicago evacuated an A320 airplane at the gate when a warning light went off indicating something might be wrong in the cargo area. Passengers were already deplaning when the warning light went on. Quick response by these flight attendants, who put our safety procedures into action and practiced phenomenal situational awareness, led to a safe evacuation of the remaining approximate 40 passengers and crew. We commend our flying partners and appreciate their actions that expertly represented our work as safety professionals. As with every critical incident, the events of Flight 611 will be thoroughly reviewed and may provide contributions to future safety training. The National Mediation Board today granted a request to declare the Delta Northwest merger has created a single transportation system. As a result, a representation election has been triggered, and the over 20,000 flight attendants will have the opportunity to vote for AFA representation under the new, more democratic rules, where the outcome is determined by the total votes cast in the election. Northwest flight attendants are fighting to preserve their contract of over 6 years, and Delta flight attendants are voting to gain rights on the job for the first time. Our negotiations and persistent efforts to improve our career are strengthened as more flight attendants have a contract and a voice through our union. We will keep you posted on the election process and update members on what you can do to support strengthening our voice as flight attendants. Whether you're concerned about contract negotiations, aviation regulations, or the performance of your 401k account, there's plenty of reason to make sure you vote in the midterm elections on November 2nd. Even though this is not a presidential election year, all 435 members of the House of Representatives, approximately one-third of the U.S. Senate, 36 governors, and some state legislatures will be elected on November 2nd. Before you cast a ballot, you must be registered to vote. Your AFA-CWA Local Council Government Affairs Committees will be conducting voter registration drives throughout the system in the near future. If you miss one of the voter registration tables and need to ensure your right to vote, we recommend checking www.vote411.org for your state requirements and registration procedures. Voting registration deadlines vary by state, but in many cases, you must be registered to vote at least 31 days prior to the election day. Check your state's voter registration deadline, and in order to be on the safe side, make sure you are registered to vote by October 2nd. U.S. citizens residing overseas are eligible to vote in the November 2nd, 2010 midterm elections by mail-in absentee ballot. Voting from overseas has never been easier. In the past, it was necessary to obtain the official paper form from the U.S. Embassy or consulate and then consult the Federal Voting Assistance Guide for instructions on filling out the form. Your absentee ballot is available by request through the Federal Postcard Application, FPCA, made available for all U.S. citizens who reside outside the United States. The FPCA also serves as a voter registration application for any U.S. citizen who is not registered to vote. Visit www.fvap.gov to get the Federal Voting Assistance Project. The month of October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In partnership with AFA, United has supported Breast Cancer Network of Strength, formerly known as Why Me National Breast Cancer Organization, since 2005. This year, we will be able to show our support for breast cancer awareness during the month of October by wearing company-approved pink uniform accessories while on duty. $5 from the purchase of every approved pink uniform item will be donated to the Breast Cancer Network of Strength. Items may be purchased beginning today through the following link, http://unitedpink.net, and orders will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis as supplies are limited. Approved pink uniform accessories purchased in 2009 may also be worn during the month of October. Breast cancer remains the most common form of cancer among women, having affected over 2 million women living in the United States, and it is something that affects all of us, as each of us has precious women in our lives. It is appropriate that we consider the efforts each of us can make during the month of October in supporting research for a cure, education and prevention, or early detection, and comfort those affected by the disease directly or through the experience of a loved one. Our next mediation session will be held in Chicago next week, with contract sections 15, training, 17, seniority, 21, reduction in personnel, 22, filling of vacancies, and 24 moving expenses on the agenda in addition to other open items. Look for the latest edition of the Negotiations and You newsletter to arrive at your home soon. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.